During the 1950s, a Soviet communist government occupied Hungary and was strict in its stance against the Catholic Church. The government promoted its atheistic agenda and persecuted Catholics, especially bishops and priests. Blessed Janos Brenner was born on December the 27th, 1931, in Szombathely, Hungary. A young person full of life, joy, and mischief, Brenner attended Catholic schools run by the Cistercian Order for several years until the nationalization of schools by the communist government, which came to power after World War II. He felt called to the Cistercian Order. He applied and was accepted as a novice to the order in Zurich in 1950 and took the name Brother Anastasius. However, only a few months after Brenner began formation, the communist government began suppressing religious houses. To protect the men in formation, the novice master moved the young brothers from the abbey to private apartments where they hoped to continue formation in secret. It was around this time that Brenner, along with a few other novices, moved to the local seminary to begin studying to become a priest. Despite the dangers and religious oppression going on around him, journal entries from Brenner at the time display a deep trust in God and a strong desire to do His will. He wrote, "Even if the road is rough, I look at your pain-ridden face and follow you. I ask you only one thing. May I always fulfill most precisely what you give to me as my vocation." Brother Anastasius made his vows after the novitiate and was eventually ordained a priest in 1955. From the beginning of his priesthood, Father Janos showed he was willing to make any sacrifice on behalf of those he served. He was particularly sensitive to the needs of children, and he proved to be very effective in the work of teaching and youth formation. Throughout his ministry, he was known for his willingness and readiness to serve and to sacrifice. Brenner was especially talented at working with the youth, which all the more made him a target of the communist government. Even when he was made aware of personal threats against his life, and his bishop even offered to transfer him elsewhere for his own safety, Brenner responded, "I'm not afraid. I'm happy to stay." Father Janos preferred to remain in his ministry, placing his trust in God. On the night of December the 14th, 1957, Father Janos was falsely called to give last rites to a sick person in a neighboring town amid the reprisals for the Hungarian Revolution of 1956. He left his home carrying his anointing oils and the Eucharist, but was ambushed in the woods and stabbed 32 times. The young priest even had his neck and body trampled upon. He was found dead the next day, still clutching the Eucharist in his hands, which has earned him the title of the Hungarian Tarcisius. While the communists hoped that Brenner's death would intimidate the faithful in the area, they could not stop devotion to Brenner's memory. The chapel of the good pastor was built in 1989 on the spot where he died, and is a popular place of pilgrimage for people throughout the country. Blessed Janos Brenner was not just a martyr for the Eucharist. Because of his love and devotion for the Catholic Church and the faithful, he gave his life for his vocation. His strong belief that, as the Church teaches, the reception of the sacraments is essential for drawing closer to God and eventually for going to heaven, was the essence of his life. Blessed Janos Brenner, pray for us.